Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 29th, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Monzo to finalize £500 million British pounds fundraising. UK-based digital bank Monzo has announced the process of finalizing a new £500 million British pounds expanded funding through a strategic deal with tech investor Hedo Sophia. Nubank launches of Nubank and partners with Max in Brazil. Brazil-based financial services platform Nubank has released Nubank Plus to offer users cashback, free withdrawals, and free streaming via a partnership with Max. BlackRock introduces LifePath Paycheck for retirement plans. BlackRock has launched its retirement income solution, LifePath Paycheck, in defined contribution plans. Mountain South Africa to provide PayShap. Telecommunication operator Mountain South Africa has entered a collaboration with Investec and Electrum to provide PayShap on its Mountain Mobile Money, Momo, platform. UnionPay joins forces with JD.com. Payments network UnionPay International, UPI, has entered a collaboration with JD.com to leverage JD Pay, the latter's digital payment service, to improve cross-border shopping. Finastra's BaxActive IP solution now supports Scott payments. Finastra has announced the go-live of its BaxActive IP confirmation of payee, COP, service with Scott payments, a centralized payments platform. Karma integrates Stripe solutions. US-based Karma has announced its integration with Stripe for payment identity verification and management to improve customer onboarding and increase conversion. Visa unveils a stablecoin analytics website. US-based payment card services corporation Visa has launched a stablecoin analytics website via a partnership with Allium Labs. HSBC and PayPal tackle quantum-safe cryptography in payments. HSBC and PayPal are among the founding member of a new working group investigating the adoption of quantum-safe cryptography in the payments industry. RBA releases report on interlinking fast payment systems for cross-border transfers. The Reserve Bank of Australia, RBA, today released a report analyzing the benefits, design choices and challenges associated with linking fast payment systems across countries. PSR seeks views on its proposed approach to supervision. The Payment Systems Regulator, PSR, has published a call for views on its proposed approach to supervision, having established a Supervision and Compliance Monitoring Division last year. PrestaShop introduces MasterCard's Click to Pay. In an era of rapid digitalization of financial services, PrestaShop, a world leader in e-commerce solutions, has joined forces with MasterCard to introduce Click to Pay, a payment solution designed to simplify and enhance the online payment experience for consumers across Europe. G20 publishes recommendations on service-level agreements for cross-border payments. Service-level agreements used in cross-border payment arrangements define minimum service levels for correspondent banking relationships, the links between payment systems and payment instrument rulebooks. Marketplace payment startup backed by BNP Paribas, 1.6, signs first customer. 1POINT6, formerly Panto, announces that it has obtained payment agent status and signed its first customer less than 6 months after its co-creation by BNP Paribas and Studio 321, October 2023. Bright delivers open banking instant payments to Shopware merchants. Bright Payments, a leader in instant bank payments, today announced that it has partnered with leading e-commerce platform Shopware to bring the benefits of its open banking-based instant payments to businesses across Europe. Finastra supports confirmation of payee checks for Scott payments. Finastra, a global provider of financial software applications and marketplaces, today announced the go-live of its BaxActive IP confirmation of payee, COP, service with Scott payments, a centralized payments platform that supports the digital transformation of public services in Scotland. CMA, ISDB and LSEG publish guidance on green, social and sustainable SUCCIC. The International Capital Market Association, ICMA, the Islamic Development Bank, ISDB, and LSEG, London Stock Exchange Group, today publish new guidance on the issuance of green, social and sustainability SUCCIC. Together, sustainable SUCCIC. Monzo set to raise further 500 million. UK digital bank Monzo is reportedly putting the finishing touches to a new 500 million fund raise with support from Hedo Sophia, an early backer of Airbnb and Uber. NatWest becomes first UK bank to issue IP-backed loan. NatWest has extended its first mass-market intellectual property-backed loan to UK software company Cynet. Barclays Eagle Labs launches ecosystem partnership program. Barclays Eagle Labs has announced the launch of the ecosystem partnership program to provide a significant boost to tech startups. Scottish Building Society goes live with Ares MSO. Ares today announced that Scottish Building Society is now live with its mortgage process MSO software. Signicat integrates Mohe ID Poland into its digital identity portfolio. Signicat, the leading pan-European provider of digital identity solutions, announces its status as the first international aggregator to integrate Mohe ID Poland into its digital identity portfolio. Capify secures 100 million credit facility from Pollen Street Capital. Leading online SME lender Capify has today secured a 100 million credit facility from Pollen Street Capital, Pollen Street, an alternative asset manager dedicated to investing within financial and business services. The Bank of London launches Gen AI Assistant. The Bank of London has announced the launch of its Gen AI Assistant to address general and technical difficulties in real-time and aid enterprise API integration. U.S. regulators seize Republic First Bancorp. The Pennsylvania Department of Banking and Securities has seized Republic First Bancorp and agreed to sell it to Fulton Bank. MasterCard and PrestaShop join forces. PrestaShop has partnered with MasterCard to introduce Click to Pay, a payment solution designed to simplify online payment experience for consumers across Europe. Paysafe launches Pay by Bank for iGaming. Paysafe has launched Pay by Bank for iGaming, a new solution allowing online bettors in the US to instantly and securely fund deposits at operators' cashiers. Cred to offer payment checkout terminals to merchants. India-based fintech Cred has announced the launch of checkout terminals to large lifestyle merchants after the company completed trials for these devices. MarketAxess appoints Dan Burke Global Head, Emerging Markets. MarketAxess Holdings Inc. NASDAQ, MKTX, the operator of a leading electronic trading platform for fixed income securities, today announced the appointment of Dan Burke as Global Head of Emerging Markets, M. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.